Well, and it is good morning. Good morning to everyone. It is a fine morning, is it not? The Chandler is concerned. Where are her group members? Will she be able to perform the way she normally does? In fact, she can perform and more. The truth is, there is no such thing as linear time. There is no such thing as linear distance. We are not as far away from her as she believes. And in truth, the group members are not as far away from her as she believes. In truth, you are all connected through your heart. You know the heart is the way to the soul. And so, as she tunes into her heart, she finds all the listeners connected, waiting for her. In fact, the linear time concept also is not real in the true sense. So on some level, her higher self has already connected with those that will be tuning in, listening to the Sunday's message. Can that be so? In fact, it is. In each and every moment, we know ahead of time who will be showing up at the group, who will be listening afterwards, who will be listening to our daily messages. In fact, we know who will be listening to or reading, we should say, our daily message before we have even produced it. So how could that be if linear time was oh so very real? Wouldn't we have to wait until the appointed time, until the message was typed into the computer and sent out through the eye contact technology? Wouldn't we have to wait for us to know? This is hardly necessary. You see, all is one. All is one. All of it. This means that all of us are connected. We would like to say all of you. That would make you feel a little bit more comfortable. Okay, masters, let us work with that. You mean that all of the individual beings at some level are connected through the heart? Yes, we can buy that. It's a stretch, but we're willing to try it. Now we are going to plug ourselves in. Do you see? So you mean all of us on the linear plane of reality are connected and all of the ascended masters are also connected? Well, how could that be? Wouldn't we have to amp up and reach up to where you are? You must understand the principle of like equals like. Just like a magnet where the connection is made, you see vibrationally there is the higher part of you that is already connected, parallel, on the same level playing field as we are. You must understand that we are you and you are us. This is how the communication is being transmitted. It is because the channeler is attuning to the highest part, the wholest part, the fullest part, the real higher self part of herself, and hears our communication beautifully. She understands that on some level, as she likes to say, she is one with us. So it would be quite funny circumstances if you would find only one member of the human society being one with us, wouldn't it? Why select her out? She is nothing special. And in truth, this is very, very holy words. She is nothing special. You are all one with us, and you are all equally special or equally not special. Do you see? There is no need for the specialness when you are whole. The reason the ego likes to believe in the idea of specialness is you feel separate. You feel like if you are not special, you will not have access to what you need. You feel like you will not be loved ultimately. And so the ego cries out for specialness. Look at my new sneakers. Look at my new diamond ring. Look at my wonderful career. Look at my singing solo. Do you see? It goes on and on and on. Specialness. Look at my team. They just won. It goes on and on and on. Look at my money. Look at my power. Look at my talent. Even a channeler could get tied up in the ego. Wow, look at my great channeling ability. Specialness of the ego. And what happens? The ego is in so much fear, ladies and gentlemen, that the ego just clings from one specialness moment to another. So do you understand that if you were in fear and the only way that you can get your needs met is to feel special, how important it may be to climb over another one to achieve this specialness goal, to hurt another one in the name of you getting to be the special one. To get what? To get a little bit of recognition. To get a little bit of calmness just for a moment. Whew, that was tough, but I made it. I got my specialness feeling. I feel good again about myself. Well, until what? Until the next fear arises, and then off you are again to the races. Do you understand that this is what the human drama is all about? It is the ego climbing to the height of specialness just to fall down again, just to have to bury itself in the sand again about what all this is about and try again. So you see it. You see it on the teams. You see it with the parents and the children. Parents fighting with each other. My child is special. Go ahead. You can win, Johnny. Do you see? It is all about the need, the projected need to be special, with the premise being that you are not okay otherwise. This is the comic joke, and it is rearing its ugly head often many, many times a day, many, many moments in one's lifetime. So, the flip side of this is the truth is you are all equally special. You are all part of God. You are all one with all it is, all that you need, everything that you need, all the love that you could ever imagine, all the abundance that you could ever imagine. This is the truth. The ego does not want you to know this, because if you need it, you no longer need to play the ego's games. And what will it do with itself? It will go poof. So the truth is, when you align with your higher energies, when you align with your divinity, you have all. You can easily access the information from your higher self that will tell you where to go, how to go, and what to do when you arrive where you are going. Everything you ever need for the rest of your life has been provided for you, but it is essential to tune in. It is essential to become one with the awareness that you already have it all. You already have the love. You already have the good fortune. You already have the approval. And this is the other game the channeler likes to personally play with in this lifetime. Approval seeking. Did I do okay? Was I okay? Was I good enough? Should I try harder? How can I get your approval? What can I do to win your approval? She has been pushed up against a wall in this respect. She has grown enough in her channeling career, if you will, though we would like to discard that word. But for the moment, she has grown enough in her channeling exercise to attract enough of the general population. There is about the 85 to 90% that approve. Wow, they get it. They love the message. And then we have the 10%. Well, can you please do an Abraham meeting group instead? I really like Abraham. So you see, you will never win everyone's approval. So what is a girl to do? It is time to drop the approval rating. It is time to drop the need to seek the success from without and look within. Within brings you the approval. Within brings you the joy. Within brings you the love. So as we transmit these beautiful higher realm energies for your enjoyment, we ask you to tune in and receive, understand the energies that are coming through our attunement are being provided to you by you. You have called this meeting. The channeler had the idea. Well, if she is going to take some R&R time this weekend and take her son up to Orlando, how can I also provide the same love to her channeling family? You see, she considers you her family now. She cares about all her family members, not just her son, not just her husband, but all of the family that are listening to these communications are indeed soul family. So you get that now, do you not? There is a soul reason you are all bound and connected to one another. You are rising in consciousness. You are ready for your next level. And so you are helping and supporting. Please understand, it works both ways. The channeler provides the energy attunement, but you provide the love and encouragement. You have also challenged her one or two times, and this is also loving. For you are all growing together. You are growing in your ascension process together. And please do not let that be fearful for you. The channeler had a beautiful discussion this morning with her husband about what this ascension process is all about. Can it really occur for the average individual? She has been led to material that claims that it is so. So it appears ascension is not just for the Sai Babas of the world. It is not just for Jesus. It is for average people like you and me, she said. This is quite significant. The ego would like to have her believe that ascension is only for the special people. You know, the beautiful ones on the front of People magazine. In fact, ascension is quite possible in this lifetime. And if you choose to wait for another lifetime, then that is your choice as well. But it need not only be for the holy masters in the holy caves on the holy pilgrimages. Ascension is for and destined for this lifetime for those that choose to break out of the ego self and arise to what is possible. It is all possible. That is the truth, and it is the holy fact. It is all possible. It is all possible as you withdraw your attention to the world of the ego. It means you must lay down the toys of the ego. The guns may have to go to rest. And understand, the guns are not just the physical weapons of war. The guns are when you shoot the darts and pellets to each other of judgment. You must understand that the judgment must cease and desist if you're going to make holy progress in this lifetime. And you know, any of the ones that have done the metaphysical study, that the judgment is always simply judgment of self. So forgive yourselves, love yourselves, be willing to love your way through the ascension process. It is here, it is time, and it is available for any that seek. Seek and ye shall find. We wish you a beautiful Sunday morning. It has been our pleasure to serve. We are the masters of the light, and we salute each and every one of you. You have brought your master energy down to the incarnated plane. You are here as soldiers of the light. But let us say, this wartime is over, so perhaps it is time to no longer be the soldier. Perhaps it is time to be the servant of the light. We remain faithful, and we adore you. That was a hard word for the channeler to get out. Imagine that she is adored by the master. She could easily attune to all the other words, but to accept being adored by a master. So we ask each and every one of you to take that in. Take that in. If it was troubling for her, we suspect there may be one or two more that need a little assistance. So allow yourselves to feel adored. Allow yourselves to feel loved. Indeed, you are our beloveds. You are the masters. And so it is.